the All-Star Parade of Bands. Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, right here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City, the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians, as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. NBC and the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, here's your genial master of ceremonies, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Brad, it's pretty hard to come in and start talking with all the momentum here that you've created in just a few seconds since we started on the air here, but if you'll allow me the privilege of looking through the tunes here, we'll find, oh yes, here it is, we found a suitable opener here, something with a good bright beat and a few solos here and there. Fred, this is our version of Young Blood. Thank you.
Dan, I think that was a wonderful representation. A nice cross-section of the solo work in the band. And I wonder if you could tell us who the fellas were.
Well, let's see. The first thing you heard was a trumpet solo by Stu Williamson. Then you heard Dave Van Creed out here playing some jazz on the tenor saxophone. And, of course, it was Lenny Niehaus. Then everybody sat down and started blowing together and wound up in one big strong chord. And, of course, that was just a few seconds ago.
It sure was, which brings us to the next chord, which should take place momentarily on like what?
I think there won't be a chord that starts out. It'll be just a melody line played by Charlie Mariano. You are down here ready, aren't you, Charlie? Because this is the way he feels about a tune that a great many jazz musicians feel a great deal about. I should say this is Charlie Mariano's Funny Valentine. Thank you.
We are here at Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, with Stan Kenton and the great orchestra for U.S. Savings Bonds. Wow, thank goodness it's payday. Does that sound familiar? Sure, you've probably said it often. That paycheck coming in regularly is mighty important to the way you live. And you can make it important to your future, too. Yes, each payday can bring you closer to a happy, carefree future if you join the payroll savings plan now, buying United States savings bonds regularly where you work. It's the easy, automatic way to save for the days ahead. You see, your employer sets money aside for you regularly before you get your check. And that way, you hardly miss it. And yet, payday after payday, those amounts grow, and before long, you've enough for your first United States savings bond. And then each bond you receive seems to come faster, and in no time, you have a collection of them. And remember, at maturity, each bond pays back $4 for every three you put in. So you've extra dollars to add to your own. Why don't you make your next payday a most important one by joining the payroll savings plan? And this next moment is a mighty important one for me because it gives me the opportunity to introduce one of America's new singing sensations. A woman you'll be hearing a lot from, a young lady you'll be hearing a lot from, Miss Ann Richards, to sing "The Thrill Is Gone."
Feel your touch and realize the thrill is gone. The nights are cold, for love is old. Love was grand when love was new. Birds were singing, skies were blue. Now don't appeal to you.
Richards, ladies and gentlemen, Ann Richards. And the thrill is gone, and I think that's sort of anticlimactic because I think it's yet to come, really. Stanley?
Yes, Fred?
What would you suggest about this time?
Well, I think that we'd better probably get away from the jazz solos at the minute and present something that music will say that's written for a change. There'll be no chance for anyone to speak for themselves. Just read the notes on the paper. Does that sound like good discipline?
It sounds a little controversial.
It does, huh? Well, we'll see how we get along. It starts out with Mel Lewis at the drums here. This is a light rhythmic thing, an orchestration of Bill Holman's. This is called Theme and Variations. Make it interesting. Fred, I think about this particular point of the program, it might be good to let something fly, rhythmically speaking, and move it along rather brightly. It possibly... Are you familiar with a metronome?
That I am.
You are? Well, how? What would be the degree of tempo issued on the stick if we went about... Oh, let me see. You think about it while I think of the beat here of Limelight. Try to give me an answer.
All right. Fred,
let's see.
Tick, it'd be about tock, tick, tock.
No, that's too slow,
that's
Fred.
Too slow?
Faster, Fred.
Tick, tock, tick,
no, no,
tock.
No, Fred, you don't understand. A little faster.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick,
that's
tock,
about
tick,
it.
Tock.
Now I've got it. Ready?
Thank you.
You know, some people prefer getting paid weekly and others twice a month, and still others think a monthly paycheck seems to last longer. But no matter what the system for payday is, some of that pay that really works. It's the payroll savings plan, buying United States savings bonds regularly where you work. You see, with payroll savings, money is saved for you automatically. Your employer sets it aside regularly before every payday. And that way, you never count on the money and you seldom miss it. And yet, payday after payday, those amounts accumulate, and before long, you've collected a stack of savings bonds. Ready cash when you want or need it. And you'll have extra cash you didn't count on, too. United States savings bonds pay back $4 at maturity for every $3 you put in, remember. So have your paydays pay off in your future. Sign up for savings. Begin buying United States savings bonds on the payroll savings plan now. And speaking of payoffs, Mr. Stan Kenton?
Yes.
I understand there's going to be a nice payoff for you shortly. This is the 11th of July, and I understand that you're premiering a wonderful television show on another network.
Yes, it'll be on another network premiered tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that everyone will just look for the name. The name is what?
My name?
No, the name of the show.
The name of the show?
Yeah.
Beg your pardon, Fred.
That's quite all right.
I lost my place at the script here. The name of the show is Music 55.
Music 55.
Yes.
Well, look for Stan Kenton on Music 55 then tomorrow night, July the 12th.
Thank you, Fred, very much.
That's wonderful. We have time for another selection here, I believe, Stan.
You know, there's a place. How much time do we have? It might change the whole...
Well, till the theme comes along, we've got about 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
That's just enough time to do this. We have two themes, really, we're obligated for here. One is the theme of the orchestra, which we use, of course, on NBC all the time. And the other is to play the theme once in a while for the place that we're very fond of. All of us love jazz, Birdland. So instead of the orchestra playing an instrumentally right now, Ann Richards will sing a kind of a tribute to, you know what it is, Fred.
The place we all love. Go.
Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could I find words to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, while the vine birdland whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go. Flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow, if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Kiss me sweet and we'll go, flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above. All because we're in love.
Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, right here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City. You've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands, presented as a contribution by the United States Treasury Department in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company and in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, there's no finer investment than United States savings bonds. And for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Band Parade. Won't you join us next week at the same time for another All-Star Parade of Bands? It's an investment in your country and in your future security. Now this is Fred Collins saying so long for Stan Kenton, Ann Richards, and the orchestra.
Morgan Beatty and the News of the World, tonight over most NBC radio stations.